in the morning beneath the stars so bright. Pull your hat down, make sure your cinch is tight. Horse is kind of snuffy, cold chill up your spine. You'll get your ass moving, sun will burn in daylight.
Howdy there, I'm Matt McKinley and we're burning daylight. Welcome to Burning Daylight, the only podcast for the working cowboy.
Oh, welcome back, kids. We got a hybrid fence post politics NFL draft show going. Watch along didn't work out so great. We had baseball practice and then I had to eat. It was a lot. We worked pretty hard today, so I was hungry.
You had to eat, you fat fuck.
I was hungry. I've got the list in front of me, but Aaron's been watching this thing. So
I have.
You said you got some thoughts. I'm going to turn it over to you. Catch me up on the draft.
So just a couple of recaps, of course. Caleb Williams goes one.
Yeah.
I hope Jaden Daniels, you know, is better. I think he is better. But I saw a stat about the Bears, which me and Matt both hate the Bears.
It's,
thank you, Rob.
It's so funny. It was only because of Rob. Because I
literally,
I've always been more of a Sox fan than a Cubs fan. For whatever reason, I didn't have any particular reason that I liked the White Sox better than the Cubs. I just did. But I've always liked Wrigley. And up until freshman year of college, when we all met, I was pretty much neutral on college sports in general. I liked the Bulls because we grew up with Jordan, who didn't fucking love the Bulls.
I don't think I hated it. It was like your hatred was only for divisional rivals.
Yeah,
like we
exactly
didn't span out.
And like that's still how it is in the NFL, aside from Chicago. I don't even really hate the Chargers. Like, I don't like them because they're an in-division rival, but it's like hating a retarded kid, you know?
Oh, and, but you know what? Phillip Rivers is the,
yeah,
is the Rob Drost to the Chargers. Like, just because he went there and he was such a bitch, I always hate the Chargers. I'll hate him.
He's the kid that would ask the teacher if she remembered to assign homework. And then he was also the kid that would bitch about getting one marked wrong when you got to grade each other's papers.
He's the kid, he's the little kid that has a mouth on him,
mm-hmm,
and always talks shit to the big guy, and like he'll like hit him in the nuts and run away, or like if the big guy finally catches
but a teacher's
him,
pet as
he'll
well
always he'll always make sure the teacher's watching.
Yeah.
Like, he's just a little fucker.
Uh-huh.
And he doesn't cuss, which makes me the maddest.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah, but so I don't hate the Chargers. I couldn't stand Phillip Rivers. But I hated the Chiefs and I hated the Raiders. I still do.
We hate because Rob, I think Rob is kind of a gift because Cubs fans are that fucking annoying.
They really are. But didn't know.
Had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. Like I guarantee you go to a baseball game, even like a football game, you will see a fucking Cubs hat.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with the sporting event.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing. My fantasy is us to go to Wrigley Field and all of us wear Rockies gear, even though the Rockies aren't playing. That's my fantasy.
Yeah. I also wear White Sox, like a White Sox hat and a Rockies jersey or something like that.
Yes, just to piss them off.
Yeah, like two teams, except the only thing they have in common this year is they're god-awful.
Oh, the White Sox are bad.
They're worse than the Rockies, and the Rockies are so bad.
So, okay, Caleb Williams.
I don't like the guy. He's a douche. I hope he fails.
Well, and he goes to the Bears, so I hope he double fails. There was a stat that talked about the Bears are the first team in 60 years to have a top 15 quarterbacks drafted. And would it just cement that curse? Just cemented if this guy bombs.
And you know what? I'm so glad they traded Justin Fields because I like that kid. I want him to succeed. And it's just not going to happen in Chicago.
Well, and the Bears are kind of loaded now. Like they have Moore and Allen from the Chargers.
Yeah.
Then they picked up Swift. Didn't they got another pick. I think they picked up the wide receiver from Washington, right?
Adusier.
Yeah. That dude's legit.
Yeah.
Even better if he fails and he has all those tools, even better. He has no O-line, whatever.
Yeah. Which, I mean, that was Justin Fields' problem. He made do with what he had, but he was running for his life the entire goddamn time.
Right. So then, yeah, Jaden Daniels goes to Washington. And then the fucking Broncos. Theory. Before draft night, I was like, everybody's like down on the Wilson trade. Why? He's 24. They got him for cheap. And you have two scenarios. Each of them would be equally just as good. One, Sean Payton's a genius.
Yeah.
And just kind of turns him. They could have got Bowers.
Yeah.
Or two, it's a total wreck and we get high draft picks. They had a chance to get Bowers, that tight end from Georgia. Apparently he's the number one best player in the draft.
Yeah.
No. They go with Bo Nix and then the Raiders draft Bowers right after that. Like, he is going to kill us. The Broncos can't cover a tight end.
Who do the Raiders have at quarterback?
Well, that's a good call. I mean, you just have to dump.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean.
Is it Garoppolo?
Yeah, actually, if he's back. I don't know.
Never mind. It's Gardner Minshew.
Oh. That could be fun.
Not bad. It could be fun.
It could be fun. I don't want to hate Gardner Minshew, but sorry, bud, you're a Raider now, so I hate you.
Well, and then on top of that, even too, you get a bonus if you are dog shit next year, right? The quarterback class is better next year than it is this year.
Hmm.
And all these guys just got their quarterbacks, and the rest of the teams have their quarterbacks. You would have the pick of the litter.
That's true. I don't know. I don't hate Bo Nix. He's kind of old, isn't he?
He's like... He's 24, 25. He'll be 25 in February.
So
not like terrible. I guess.
But those like, I mean, he's not Brandon Whedon old.
No. He was almost Tim's age.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't hate it, but I also won't be surprised if it's a spectacular flop.
Mm-hmm.
Because for whatever reason, like nobody talked about Bo Nix at all for like draft stuff.
Well, and they said the turning point, they had a secret meeting with him the night before the draft. And I guess they gave him like a giant book to study and then have an interview the next day. And they said he like totally crushed it.
Huh.
But he doesn't throw down the field.
Yeah. I don't know.
I mean, you got to have a little bit of length.
The Broncos have been so bad here lately that, like, I don't know. There's nobody worth watching. So, like, Sutton's been kind of a bust. They traded Jerry Jeudy.
Thank God. I hope that guy tanks. He was such – what a waste of talent.
Yeah. Tim Patrick, we'll see if he comes back in anything close to what he was. But, I mean, there's not much to write home about as far as the Broncos go. So I had no idea where they were going to go. I had no fucking clue. They got holes everywhere.
Well, and even if Bowers wasn't there, I mean, you could have done a wide receiver. You could have done a cornerback. Well, that kid from Iowa.
Let's do a recap up to date. So Caleb Williams, number one overall to Chicago. Jaden Daniels to Washington, Drake May, I've heard mixed thoughts on him. I don't know. He went to North Carolina, so nobody watches him play. Went to New England. Who the fuck knows what New England's going to be? Marvin Harrison Jr., that seems like a wasted pick for – I mean, obviously you take that guy. He's like God mode. And
where'd he go?
Arizona. So, I mean, like that could be fun, but it could be just a waste of a like once-in-a-lifetime receiver too.
Like, well, I think the Cardinals are thinking what I thought the Broncos should do. Like, they're going to be dog shit again, mm-hmm. right? They'll try Kyler Murray out. You don't risk anything. You're still paying him. Let's see if he turns out. If he doesn't, and you're dog shit, quarterback draft next. Like, who's going to need a quarterback next year? There were five quarterbacks drafted already. Then you've got the rest of the league, like the Giants, maybe.
Giants, if Daniel Jones doesn't. Jets.
You know what I mean, though?
Yeah. No,
that's it.
You're not wrong, I don't think. You're not wrong. Let's see. Chargers went O-line. They needed O-line bad.
That guy gave me such an O-liner boner.
You're still chugged up.
He's 6'8". Oh, my God. He's 6'8", like 330 pounds. He's athletic. He ran a 5.040. He can do it all. Man
moving fast.
He can fucking pull. Oh. I was like, oh.
So he went to the Chargers. Malik Nabers, who's a stud, went to the Giants. We'll see what Danny Dimes can do, but
run.
Yeah.
Cause he doesn't have Barkley anymore.
That's true. Well, Nabers could put some numbers up.
Right. Who's gonna run the ball though?
Who fucking knows?
Well, Daniels.
Yeah. Latham, O-lineman from Alabama, went to Tennessee. That's a pretty standard Tennessee pick.
right?
And Atlanta went out and got Michael Penix Jr. That's a weird one.
That dude is Mr. Glass. He's both Samuel L. Jackson and Mr. Glass. That dude just... He's had so many injuries.
Well, and the Falcons went out and got Kirk Cousins. So They're obviously going to not start Penix because Cousins, I mean, he can still deal. He's not going to win anything big, but he'll put up numbers.
And then J.J. McCarthy, the perennial 12-year-old.
Yeah. People were really high on him for whatever reason. So the Jets traded back with Minnesota. McCarthy goes to Minnesota. That makes sense, I suppose.
You know what? I wonder if that's a total like Sean Payton move. Yeah. Remember how they were talking about all about JJ McCarthy and maybe all along he wanted Bo Nix. Maybe they totally like just fucked him.
Yeah, maybe. Who's there in Minnesota, that receiver? Justin Jefferson's a fucking beast, so I don't know what McCarthy's... He didn't hardly throw the ball at all at Michigan, did he?
Even I asked my buddy, because like, I watched him a little bit, but he had the same analysis. Like, they had the best O-line, that little... the little running back just ran.
Yeah.
I think he had one game with over 300 yards. And if that's the plan in Minnesota, who's your running back?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, and then trade Jefferson, because that's just going to be a wasted talent there.
JJ Hawkins, but like you have to run.
Yeah. But like if that's your game plan, yeah, get rid of Jefferson and get, you know, all you can get for him.
Right.
Because, I mean, he's worth two firsts probably.
Can I say the most annoying thing about the draft too is like you knew Caleb Williams was going one.
Yeah.
Like everybody knew. the shot of the coaches just celebrating like they won the Super Bowl, even though it was the most Bears thing ever. Like, let's pretend that this was just an achievement, not, you know, losing all those fucking games and trading to the Panthers. Let's not, you know, attribute it to that. But we did a good, we nailed this fucker.
Yeah. Fucking nerds. Jets go with O-line out of Penn State. Fashanu or something. I'm not even going to try his first name.
Naga.
Yeah.
Not going to work here that, anymore.
Some probably Nigerian name, I would venture to guess. Straight out of Africa name. So then the Broncos take Bo Nix. We'll see. I don't hate it. I don't love it. Don't hate it. Brock Bowers to the Raiders.
That fuck.
Be, yeah.
Dude, Jake was, as soon as it happens, all I get is LOL. Fucker.
Then we got Fuaga, offensive tackle out of Oregon State, goes to the Saints. Who cares? Edge rusher out of UCLA, Lafu, goes to the Colts.
That dude, 2 years ago, the doctors warned him that he should retire because he had such a neck injury.
Huh.
Yeah, like, that's pretty ballsy. Like, nah, I'm going to keep on going.
Well, top 15, so, I mean, he got right? A little payday, so, I mean, it's not, you know, it's not top 10 pick money, but still, that's a pretty good payday. So I guess, is it worth it? We'll see.
Stay healthy, bud.
Yeah, no shit. Byron Murphy, defensive tackle out of Texas, goes to the Seahawks. I don't know anything about that dude. Dallas Turner is edge rusher out of Alabama, went to the Vikings.
That dude's good.
Vikings. We'll see how the McCarthy thing works out, but the Vikings could be.
They traded up to get that dude.
Yeah. We got offensive tackle Mims out of Georgia goes to the Bengals. About time the Bengals drafted some O-line. Joe Burrow is going to be dead.
They better draft like the first three rounds offensive linemen.
Yeah,
just do it.
Best O-lineman available. Like, doesn't matter.
Every time.
Pull your picks and just, yeah. Because you got a stud.
Get him some bad boys.
You got a stud of a quarterback. Like, try to keep him on the field. The dude's a fucking winner. Jared Verse, edge rusher out of Florida State, goes to the Rams. Troy Fatunahu, offensive tackle out of Washington, goes to Pittsburgh. That's a Pittsburgh move if I've ever seen one.
who's going to be the quarterback in Pittsburgh this year? I got my buddy on Wilson, man.
I wouldn't be surprised if Wilson, and it'd probably be, honestly, probably be good for Fields too. Just sit for a little while.
Right.
Yeah. Take a breath. Make, you know, you're not, you're not running for your life this time. Dude, fucking
they've ruined
Pittsburgh knows how to do shit,
man. They just ruin quarterbacks. The Bears just ruin them.
Yeah, it's they really do. They, I don't know what it is. Cleveland and Chicago, and I guess the Lions kind of broke that curse with Stafford, but that for
the Broncos are about to be in that curse.
I mean, honestly, it is boom or bust. Like the only middling quarterback that we had that was, I guess we had two like kind of good. You know, there was Jake Plummer was pretty good, but like could never quite get us over the hump. But we were in the playoffs every year.
Jake Plummer was he was good, but then he'd choke in the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
He was a regular season QB.
Yeah. He was Clayton Kershaw.
He was Clayton Kershaw. Oh, the Dodgers ain't doing so hot either.
I know. We'll talk baseball too, but yeah. So then, who do we got? We got Chop Robinson, edge rusher out of Penn State, goes to the Dolphins. Quinyon Mitchell, cornerback out of Toledo, goes to the Eagles.
That was the most recent one.
Yeah.
That's the one I'm on.
So the Jaguars are on the clock. Trade from Cleveland via Houston via Minnesota via Jacksonville or something like that.
I thought the Broncos would pick up this guy, the cornerback from Toledo. He's good.
Yeah. I don't.
From Toledo.
Huh. I don't know. Yeah, I've never heard of the guy. I haven't followed college football close enough to know most of these guys. I kind of know the big names, but
you know what? My knowledge comes in like the last 3 weeks before the draft. Yeah. I just listen to the radio.
That's funny. Yeah, so Jacksonville's pick is in. Dallas is on the clock. Yeah, I have no idea what the Broncos are going to be next year. It's just like they're not going to win the division. That's pretty for sure. But I don't know what they're going to. Are they going to be like a 500 team? Or are they going to be super shitty?
Well, let's see. Who? They'll be worse than the Raiders, I think. I think they'll be last in division.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, if Jimmy Garoppolo's there and then you got Bowers, like, I think the Raiders will probably have a game or two more than the Broncos in wins.
Well,
and like, it'll be close, but they'll be better.
So is it going to be a competition between Minshew and Jimmy G, or how's that going to work?
No, actually, Jimmy G's gone. Sorry. It is Gardner Minshew. He's the man.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean,
hold on. Let me.
It would make sense that he would kind of go off in Vegas. He's always kind of played the goofy sort of heel role. I mean, he was Uncle Rico for a while. Now he's just, I don't know, he's kind of a wild man. That it makes sense for him to be good in Vegas.
Yeah, it's him because I don't recognize the other two. And he played decently well in Indy last year.
Yeah, he could be pretty decent, I think.
But again, he's like a 1 to 2 year bridge quarterback.
Yeah.
You know what? The Raiders are doing what the Broncos should have done.
Yeah.
Like, if it works, great. If not, you know what? We'll probably tank. And there's quarterbacks next year.
Well, like, they could have done that with Russ and not given up the fucking farm for him. You know, like, I don't think there was that much interest for Russell Wilson, honestly.
That's why I was like, is Dick Monfort also running the Broncos?
For real.
Fuck.
It's so weird how now the Abs are good and the Nuggets are just like quietly the best, pretty much one of the best teams in the league and the NBA for the last, I don't know, what, 3-4 years?
They're like Joker is like historically good.
Yeah.
He might be the best center of all time.
He's not, but like for whatever reason, he's not exciting. Like they don't really talk about him much. And
So remember, did you see all the stuff that LeBron was like crying about the refs?
Yeah.
I heard the best stat. I was listening today on the radio. They said, so in free throw differential, like one team has more than the other. Since 2022-2023, last year, the Lakers are number one with plus 1,300. Can you guess what the second highest team differential in free throw attempts is since that time?
Plus, I'm going to go right in half, plus 650.
No, the next is plus 300 with the Knicks.
Oh, wow.
The Nuggets are 27th on that list, and they're at like minus 130.
Huh.
So for him to have the balls to complain about the refereeing and then having that fucking stat, that what a whiny little bitch.
Oh.
Like, he's terrible, dude.
He's such a chode. I mean, he's probably the greatest athlete ever, but he's such a chode.
Ugh, and they're down 23-33. That's right. They lost 20. They were down by 20 points the other night. Whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, I'm just not a basketball guy. I've just never, like, I watched Jordan when I could growing up, but that's kind of about it. And like, I realized in junior high I wasn't a good basketball player, so like, I'm not playing in high school. And I dabbled in all the sports, man. Like, I just like playing sports, but I was like, basketball just wasn't my thing, and so I've never followed it. Now the Nuggets are good, and I'm like, just kind of don't care. I was
terrible at basketball, but that 90s basketball was so good. Sean Kemp, Patrick Ewing, Charles Barkley.
The big dudes.
Muggsy Bogues. It was so fucking Shaq.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Yeah.
And they still hit each other and all that other shit.
Yeah.
Listen,
yeah, I don't know what it was. It just, for whatever reason, basketball wasn't my thing. And I was baseball first. Football was I wouldn't even say it was a close second, but it was a solid second place. But baseball's always been my jam.
Matt's a big interpretive dance Olympics guy.
Yes. Only if there's a black trans woman. As a strong male lead or a female lead. I'm not sure how that works.
You know what we need to watch tonight? We need to watch Joe Biden's latest.
Okay.
The one where... Sorry, this was going to be a football show, but this was, like, too good.
Well, Joe Biden, there's only so much draft. Like, all the excitement, you know, like, the drama's gone. We're towards the bottom of the first round, so it's kind of, right. Yeah.
So Joe Biden, after a speech, just kind of wanders off, and they box the stage so he doesn't, like, wander too far. And then
corralling he's confused. The
then he's confused. I'm guaranteeing a staffer was like, do something, and he, like, salutes the crowd. He's just wandering out there.
Let me see if I can find it.
It's great.
Latest. No, that's not it, I don't think. And there was this today?
It was really recent. Here, maybe I have it. Let me see.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
It's riveting for the listeners. But let's see. Jacksonville picked wide receiver at LSU, Brian Thomas Jr. I don't know much about him. Dallas is still on the clock. I hope that the Cowboys start off like really strong and then just choke like always. That's become like an every year ritual, is just laughing at all the Cowboys fans at, you know, the end of the season or the first round of the playoffs.
Sorry, I didn't catch any of that.
Oh,
I can't find it.
I was saying it's I hope the Cowboys are really good and then choke like always. Like that's been a nice little yearly ritual, is just waiting for the Cowboys to collapse and all the.
So is it all Dak? It's got to be Dak, right? The offensive line's good.
I would.
He's got weapons.
You would think
the defense is good.
Then they signed Travis Henry, right?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe.
I think so.
You know what? Pollard didn't turn out to be too great either.
No, he was good as you know, splitting time with what's his name, Zeke, but
with the Ewok.
Yeah, but when he was like the main guy, he didn't really do all that well last year. He was, I mean, okay, no. But like nowhere near what he had been.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. I don't know what the. Is it Jerry Jones? Is Jerry Jones too involved?
I don't know though. Like, he's picked up some good first rounders, and he's picked up some like good late, like Micah Parsons.
Yeah.
The other edge rusher he drafted. Remember the linebackers? There's two white boy linebackers back to back. There were good.
Yeah.
CeeDee Lamb.
It seems like they kind of figured Micah Parsons out towards the end of the season, though. Like, they, you know, there for a while, he would just wreck a game, and then he kind of fell off. I mean, it's not like he, you know, was unproductive, but he wasn't, like, a game wrecker like he had been.
Right, because they didn't throw his way.
Yeah, or they'd run. I can't remember if they ran right at him or they ran, like, away from him, but. Because, I mean, he's essentially just a C-ball, get-ball type of guy. You just line him up where the fuck ever you want to. He's a...
Right.
He's fun to watch. I'm not a... Cowboys are... I kind of lean towards I hate the Cowboys, too.
You know what we should do? We should do then pick winners of divisions.
Okay.
We should do that.
Yeah.
Should we start with the West?
Yeah,
that
I mean, they just
pretty quick.
Just the Chiefs aren't going anywhere till Patrick Mahomes goes somewhere. I mean, that I hate the Chiefs. I'm not even really that big of a fan of Mahomes as a person. He's got like a Russell Wilson vibe to him, as far as just I don't know, but that dude's so good at football.
I almost feel bad for him because his brother is just a douche.
Oh, yeah.
And his wife just seems like the white female version of his brother.
I know.
He was like, maybe he got so... Maybe him and his brother are close. He was like, I just need a needy little chick on my shoulder. Instagram chick on my shoulder.
Maybe so. I don't know. But that dude is so good at football. I get that's...
So good.
It's hard to hate the guy. I mean, like... He's now on the same level as Brady back when in the day. Just like you bet on Brady, you bet on Mahomes. Like,
and he likes ketchup.
Yeah, I guess he likes ketchup. But yeah, that far and away winner of the AFC West for however many years running it is now. That just chalked that one up again. Who ends up in the second place? What? Chargers or Raiders?
Oh, got to be Chargers. Well, you know what? Chargers always look good on paper.
They always do. They should always be good, it seems like. And
how could you not get close with Khalil Mack and Bosa?
Mm-hmm.
And then have Keenan Allen. Say what you will about Ecker.
Yeah.
He's serviceable.
Mm-hmm.
You have Herbert. And then they had who's that really good corner they got?
Oh, Derwin James.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like how?
Yeah, they had elite talent all over the field, and just yeah. How do you not win? I don't understand that one. But then there's the Raiders. Who the fuck knows with the Raiders?
Yeah, I think it's gonna be. Chiefs, Chargers, Raiders, and Broncos maybe tied, or maybe the Broncos are worse.
Yeah.
It depends on the schedule.
Yeah, Until proven otherwise, I'm just putting Broncos solidly at the bottom of the division.
Right.
Until proven otherwise, they're on rocky status with me. Like I still watch football. I still watch baseball. But this was the bet I was since we were talking about whether the Rockies were gonna not to derail the winners of the division for too long, but since the Rockies have given us nothing to root for forever. Like we were discussing whether or not they would make 10 wins by Mother's Day. And that, so what'd you say? That was May 12th.
It was May 12th. And they're at, what did I say?
It was like
they
were four at, and 18,
5 wins,
4 or 5 wins.
Well, they won today. So that's 6.
Okay. So we were talking about bets and, you know, I don't want to bet you guys because I don't want to, like, they're so bad. So my bet is against the Rockies themselves because we knew you were going to be bad. But, like, have you fuckers not seen a baseball before? Like, Jesus Christ. Like, they strike out all the time. They're historically bad at this point.
Chris Bryant's on the DL again.
Again. I mean, they are worse than they have ever been. Literally, this is the worst start they've ever had.
But this is good. This is good.
Yeah. So
this, I want historically bad, and then maybe something will change. Maybe. If it doesn't, it's hopeless. Montfort has to die.
Okay.
Like, he has to pass away in order to sell the team.
So to give us any sort of glimmer of halfway enjoyment about Rockies baseball, if they make 10 wins by Mother's Day, I'll buy a Rockies hat. I haven't bought one since the 07 series. I will buy a Rockies hat. But if they don't, they don't deserve my money, and I'm going to enjoy another team this year. Like, I'm going to buy either a Royals or a Diamondbacks hat if they don't make 10 wins by Mother's Day.
Dude, you're gonna buy a pink Rockies hat with a lot of bedazzle.
Ooh, bejeweled.
Look like a Swarovski crystal.
I'll look like crusted. Caleb Williams. let's see. The Lions went with Terrion Arnold, cornerback out of Alabama.
Has that kid from Iowa gone yet?
Nobody's
the quarterback, the white quarterback.
No, nobody from Iowa has went yet that I've seen. So the Lions traded up from the Cowboys to get that cornerback. The Packers pick is in. It'd be so funny if they got an offensive weapon now that Rodgers is gone.
That was another thing. The Jets, like, there was all these like stud wide receivers, and they went tackle. The most Aaron Rodgers team move ever.
I know it. They don't have any trust in that Achilles. I'm guessing
none.
And you know, I kind of hope it holds up because I want to see. They've got some, they got a good receiver. They could be good.
Breece Hall, like, that team's loaded.
Yeah, like, they could be
good.
That
defense is good. Breece Hall really picked it up last year. Wilson,
yeah.
Like, they're good.
They're good. They just had Aaron Rodgers for 4 plays last year.
My favorite video of that was, like, you see him running onto the field with the flag.
Yeah.
It says Aaron Rodgers
on 9/11.
It's all dramatic. Yeah, and then he comes out, and then it just shows him getting hurt, and it turns on the Curb Your Enthusiasm. Womp, womp, womp. Damn it.
That's pretty good.
So good.
Yeah. The Packers, I'd pick them to win the NFC North this year.
You know what? I got to disagree. I still think the Lions, man.
Yeah, you know, The Lions.
Well, you know what? Depends on if this cornerback hits any good, because the Lions just had their number one starting cornerback. They cut him because he was wanted for arrest.
Oh.
For something. I don't know.
How much does that piss you off as a general manager? She's like, fuck.
Right? Like, he did pretty well. I guess he's about done. He's been what was the Jaguars running back?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
The one we're like, yeah, that's terrible, but what did she say?
Yeah.
That one.
Yeah. That's yeah, I know who you're talking about. But there's a lot of those, and like Tyreek Hill, didn't he beat the shit out of his pregnant girlfriend or something?
Yeah, and then he got drafted.
Yeah. What's his name? That other running back that was with the Chiefs, Kareem Hunt, same thing.
Oh yeah, I forgot about him.
Isn't that funny how like they just moved on? Ray Rice is out of the league. Like, he's at his fucking prime too. He's still with his wife.
Maybe that's who I was thinking of, was Ray Rice.
Yeah. He's still with his wife, by the way. Apparently they fixed everything up. And
I mean, that, you know what that tells me? That tells me she said something really bad.
Yeah.
She said something really bad.
That's what I'm saying too, is I once again don't condone it. Never would condone hitting a woman.
No.
However, there is like what happened to that led up to that? Is this guy just a wife beater, or did you make him lose his fucking shit?
Well, and so we don't get in trouble. This is the Bill Burr theory.
Mm-hmm.
Watch your stand up. Mm-hmm. We're not the only assholes on planet Earth. Like, you're like, oh, we condone this, but what'd you say?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. What did you do? What did you say?
What
was the context behind it? Because to be sure, there's plenty of times where, like, yeah, the dude just is an asshole woman beater. Like, that happens plenty. However, there's some other times where you're like, I know that guy, and he's not a woman beater. Like, his wife must have fucked up bad.
And you know what? It's kind of sexist, because if you saw that same thing, except between a man and the man, the first instinct, and nobody would apologize for it, is, well, what did he say?
Yeah, exactly.
What did he say?
It's just a different deal with the ladies. It works different, and it probably should.
You know what? It's the way it is. I accept it. That's cool.
No, whatever. You can bitch about it all you want, but I wouldn't have it the other way. Like, let's be real. Men and women are not the same. And if we were just allowed to go back to the old rule of thumb, you know, give them a little rap on the beak, there'd be a lot of broken bones, you know?
So you're taking... Are you still taking the love of Green Bay?
I forgot about the Lions. But you know, I think I like how Jordan Love played, and the Lions are still the Lions. So give me Green Bay.
The only way I feel like the Lions will do anything is do what they did at the beginning of the year, and it's just shootouts.
Mm-hmm.
Just straight up shootout.
I think the Lions are going to be fun. Vikings, I think they make the playoffs, but I think the Packers win the division.
I'm curious to see what the Vikings are going to be like with J.J. McCarthy. Who else is it? Vikings? Oh, Bears. I mean, the Bears, if Caleb Williams is, like, for real, this would be the group to grow around.
One of the reasons I'm wishing for this guy not to succeed, because I'm typically not that type of guy. Even if I don't like him, I'm all about getting your money. I mean, like, you made an elite position. Fucking go get your money. You earned it at that point. But this dude was like asking for like stock owner or ownership in the team before he even stepped foot on the field, before he was drafted. You know, and just like, now fuck you, kid. You gotta go. You gotta earn it.
He did a he did a interview with somebody, and they asked him like about his day when he transferred to Oklahoma, and Rattler was there, and he was like the reigning Heisman Trophy winner.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, he said it made him mad that he didn't start over Rattler after that season. Like the balls.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't like the kid. So, and just going off a proven track record at this point, he will not be good in Chicago. Cause nobody's good in Chicago. Justin Fields was the closest thing they've had to good in quite some time. So, anyway, so yeah, NFC North's going to be pretty competitive. Could be all the way through if that Caleb Williams kid is good, but I just the Bears are kind of like the Chargers. Even if they look good on paper, they're the fucking Bears.
I'm taking Lions.
It's not a bad pick. I think Lions make the playoffs, but I'm gonna go Green Bay. So we did AFC West, NFC North. Let's go back to the NFC West. So we got Seattle, 49ers. San Fran should win that running away again.
Yep.
Arizona, they might make a playoff run, but they're nothing really. I don't know how big of a game changer is Marvin Harrison going to be with Kyler Murray, though. I mean, that.
I think Kyler Murray's. It's amazing that he's 5'6" and done what he's done.
Yeah.
But, like, the dude is literally. He has a contract as a professional video game player.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he makes like hundreds of thousands of dollars doing that. And apparently he doesn't like to study. He just likes to, he's a middle school kid.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to study.
I know. And yeah, but he's making millions. He was a number one overall pick, right?
Round there.
I think he was number one overall, if I remember right. But, and then the Rams, who knows? They could be sneaky good again. But I won't be surprised if they're not.
Is Stafford still there?
I think so. I like Stafford. You know, like
I do too.
He was kind of one of those. He was rumored like he might have got drafted by the Broncos that year. I don't remember who we picked over him, but I've always liked Stafford. He's not a flashy dude. He just fucking goes out and slings it. Like,
right.
I was so happy
he finally got his.
I know it.
Can you imagine him if he was still with if Detroit could have gotten the picks and him?
Oh man,
like that would have been good.
I know. How funny is it that they finally get over the hump after the guy that you wanted to win in Detroit finally leaves, and then they get Detroit gets over the playoff hump.
Oh, everybody in Detroit wanted him to win so bad. I know too. It.
He's hard not to like Stafford. I like that. So I hope they're good. I'm neutral on the Rams in general, but I like Stafford a lot.
And they don't have Donald anymore.
Oh yeah, he retired, huh?
Or, yeah.
That he was a stud too.
He was so good.
But yeah, San Francisco should run away with that division again. We'll see what their. I think they lost some of their linebackers though. They had their linebackers were so good.
Right.
But they had that one that tore his Achilles running out on the field. Green, was it Greenlaw?
I think. Holy. What a terrible.
I know. And I felt so bad for that dude. Cause he was a beast. And, I don't know. I'm a linebacker tight end type of guy. You know, like I like that style of football. So I hate to see him go down.
Especially on a non-football player.
I know that sucks so bad. But yeah, they should run away with that division. And who knows? The rest of them are just kind of up in the air. I don't know. Seattle could be interesting, maybe.
Is Geno Smith still there?
I think so. I think Drew Lock went somewhere else though, didn't he?
Yeah, where in the world is Drew Lock?
I don't know. So then we'll go AFC South.
The New York Giants. Giants. He's there with with Daniels.
Huh. I mean, that could be a good opportunity for him if Daniels sucks or gets hurt. And
he had his opportunity because didn't Geno get hurt at one point?
I think so, and I thought he played pretty decent, if I remember right.
I don't know.
It must not have been that great if they went back to Geno, I guess, but they've got some studs there in Seattle too. I mean, they got that DK Metcalf and
kid from K-State.
Yeah. Ty Lockett. And
Ty Lockett,
and
yeah.
Then that Ohio State kid that with the weird last name, Smith in Jigma or something.
Oh yeah, that dude's good too.
I had their running back on my fantasy team.
I mean, Geno Smith had 20 touchdowns, 9 interceptions, 3,600 yards.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. Terrible. It wasn't bad. I mean, kind of it was coming down to earth from the year before. I mean, the year before he kind of went off, balled out. But I mean, they could be fun. I mean, they could be terrible too.
I don't know what's up with Seattle and its running backs, but weren't they all hurt again last year?
They
go through running backs like no other.
Yeah. Ever since Marshawn left, like he was
Sean Alexander. Yeah.
Sean Alexander first, yeah, and then Beast Mode. I fucking love Marshawn Lynch. That
I do too.
That guy was I loved that guy. He's just he was all business, man, and then once he retired, he became so fun. He's just like a big lovable dude.
I want to invite that guy over to a night where we have like N64 video game night.
Yeah,
we have our Mountain Dew Code Red and our
pizza
little dinosaur. Yeah,
it's like
just fire it up.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Playing GoldenEye to like you know
yeah.
two.
Having some just ragers of Mario Kart Wars.
That, oh man, yeah.
There's nothing that the only thing that was close to competitive as Mario Kart was MVP baseball.
Fuck.
Those were some fucking battles.
Dude, Madden. My favorite thing to play is Nick Engelman in Madden.
Yeah.
Because I would just, he couldn't stop the slants. And what he'd always do press coverage. And every time he does press coverage, because it kept on running slants, and then I threw it over the top. And what was there, 3 or 4 holes in his bed?
Oh, yeah.
In the
like
ceiling.
That. Yeah. It was like that with my brother Dexter. We were playing NCAA, and I had the one that we played all the time was when Ohio State won it with Troy Smith, and so they were the number one team on there, and he would just it was all goes just it was like Hail Mary formation, and he would just chuck it long, and I knew where it was going, and it just wouldn't. Could not stop him, and it pissed me off because there was no strategy at all. That it pissed me off so much.
They had a receiver that was like Larry Fitzgerald. You just throw it up,
yeah,
and he'll win it.
Yeah, you could play it perfectly, and it'd still come down with the ball every time. It's like you motherfuckers. Yeah, I got so mad at that.
One of the many games that. Put me on academic probation that second semester.
I went from a 3.4, I think, first semester to a 1.5.
I'm telling you, man.
I failed calculus and I got a D in biology, which that one was kind of a fluke because our original professor got diagnosed with breast cancer like halfway through the semester. So she turned it over to her TA. But then she I missed class because I had to go down to Denver to meet my dad for something. He had some sort of deal at the Capitol. And on that day is when the TA took over, and she changed the grading system where instead of the final, you know, just counting for dropping your lowest test score, she made it worth double. So I didn't take the final. I didn't take the final, it dropped me from a B, like a solid B, to just barely pass D. And I was like,
oh my God, no, she didn't.
Yeah.
Oh.
Which, I mean, I guess I could have asked at some point because it was still like half of the semester to go. But I was just under the impression it dropped my lowest score. So I was like, I got a B. I'm good. I'm not taking the final.
And then Matt's actually succeeding, and I just, if it was cold out, I didn't want to go to class. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, fuck, but those first couple warm days bring everybody outside, though, because the legs and the titties came out.
And then I didn't go to class those days. You'd be like, it's too nice to go out. Let's go drink some beer.
Yeah, let's go sit on the bench and just watch the sunbathers drink. Drink beer out of a paper bag.
Dude, I don't know how I made it. I had such, I guess when we got to our house at 5-Eleven, like, it just like, yep, I got to get serious about this.
Man,
which it shouldn't have, because then we could have a party. We didn't have Jessica down the hall making sure we're not drinking.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how.
I probably, like, looking back, if I have to run it back through, I'd still go to college, but I'd wait till I was like 24.
I want to go now.
Mm.
I want to be that old guy in the front that knows all the answers.
Oh, dude, I could, if I went back to school now and like that was my job, I could get my PhD. I could be lawyer if I wanted to. But
oh no, Matt, remember, that's not our thing.
It's not our thing. Did you listen to those arguments at all today?
I did. I
listened to the whole thing,
and I
came away just really unimpressed by both sides,
right?
Like that's been kind of the eye-opener here lately of the Supreme Court decision. So if anybody wasn't aware, it was arguments whether or not Trump has absolute immunity while acting as president. And so it's essentially it made it up to the Supreme Court, but it has to do with the election interference case that the feds brought up. So it's fucking almost impossible to try to keep track of all the different cases that he's going through right now. But this one was, I think the charges are like conspiracy to commit fraud, conspiracy to like violate civil rights or something like that. It's all based off of the Georgia election stuff, which it's clearly political. Like all of this is clearly political. Like
even today, what was the one that was Trump was in today? Stormy Daniels.
Yeah. So that
the witness on the stand was his lawyer, right?
Mm.
And well, or not lawyer?
Did Cohen testify today?
No, it was some guy who made the payments to the newspaper to squash the story. But even his testimony was like, there was nothing concrete where Trump was like, oh, pay this off. And even if he did, it's not illegal.
Right. Well, and the way they're going about that one is so fucking weird too, because they're essentially saying that he violated federal campaign finance law, which he has not been indicted of, let alone convicted of. But they're using that as like to make it like a, what do they call it? A multiplier or something like that. So he committed fraud, in pursuant of this election law, which he has not been charged or convicted under. So it, and it's a state case. So it just like, how it made it to trial is beyond me, because that doesn't seem that there's that like New York state shouldn't have any jurisdiction over that, let alone.
And the feds didn't pursue it.
Right.
They said, no, this is a dog case.
It's kind of the same thing with the Supreme Court case where Colorado kicked him off the ballot because they just declared him an insurrectionist. And we're like, well, there's been nothing that convicted him. No seditious conspiracy, no insurrection, nothing of the sort. He stepped down as president, as the, you know, as the commander in chief of the United States military. You know, he's the head of that when he's in office, and he stepped away from that. He did not call in the army to seize power. Power was transferred for the most part peacefully. There was the uprising at the Capitol, which is who the fuck actually knows what happened that day. I mean, it's a goddamn embarrassment. Whatever happened. It
was a Sunday at Columbia.
Yeah. But did the feds kick it off? How many of these chuckleheads were actually thinking they were going to like change the outcome of the election? I think there's some overlap there, but like when the head of the FBI was like, I can't tell you how many agents we had there that day. Why can't you? Why can't you? And the dude that essentially entrapped these chuckleheads in Michigan, who got acquitted of the charges of trying to kidnap the governor there. That was all a FBI plot. The dude that was in the head of that now, like right after that, moves to the DC field office, which was heavily involved in the January 6th stuff. You're like, oh, okay, well, something's not right there. But regardless, they try to use the 14th Amendment, which was put in place so that former Confederate officers, high-ranking military officers, could not serve office. And while they were not, I guess, convicted of insurrection, this is one of Rob's point, they were part of a formal surrender of an army. So there was a conviction, if you will. They surrendered. So like there is like a formal process where they went through where they were declared insurrections, you know. Whereas Donald Trump hasn't been charged, convicted, any of that shit. So, but they're just like, no, this was an insurrection and he incited it, so we're kicking him off the ballot. And the Supreme Court unanimously said, no, you're not doing that.
Man, Matt, you give me such an insurrectionist when you talk insurrection.
You're just insurrecting all over the place right now. Got insurrection goo all over.
Everywhere. It's everywhere.
Well,
and I'm no big Trump fan by any means. You know this.
Yes.
But, like, they are, especially with the Bragg one, if this is such a dog shit case, the feds wouldn't take it. And Alvin Bragg, say what you will, but he's got to know this is a dog shit case, right?
You would think so.
The only reason they're doing this is to keep him off the trail.
Yeah. So
what was that?
I switched cameras. Mine was flickering. So
I saw overhead view of like a dude in a chair. I was like, oh, there's Mr. NSA, man.
No, great. I'm sure they're listening, but Well, I don't even know if they have to have people listening nowadays. It's just AI or something. I don't even know how
it'll be
works.
It'll be one of two of our listeners that are currently.
Yeah. No shit. But yeah, I'm at the same point. I'm not a, like, some of the shit that comes out with like this Stormy Daniels stuff. You know, like, all right, so he fucked a porn star. He paid her to shut up about it. That didn't work because, well, obviously everybody knows about it now. So there was a reason why she had to pay his legal fees because she fucking blabbed.
Well, and if Trump should go, if you think Trump should go away for this, then Bill Clinton should be in for like two consecutive life terms.
Bill Clinton should be gone away. If we're just going to start throwing the book at former presidents, like Obama should go away for literal treason. He helped fund and found ISIS essentially, which was Al Qaeda in Iraq, who we declared war against, aiding and abetting of the enemy. George W. Bush lied us into the Iraq war. Fuck, dude. Like, let's go down the list.
If Reagan was alive, Contra.
Yeah. yeah. I mean, HW, who the fuck knows? I mean, that guy, you know what? That guy might be the biggest piece of shit that's ever been president, but I respect the man because he was good at keeping a secret, man.
He was very, very sneaky.
Very sneaky. So, like, while I didn't like his foreign policy, I respect the fact that he was a professional. That dude was a fucking professional.
This aggression will not stand. Is that I picture Rob when he gets into his 60s and maybe calms down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to sound exactly like H.
Yep. Okay, so they back to the draft real quick. So Quinion Mitchell, Jacksonville took a wide receiver at LSU. Lions took a cornerback.
Who'd the Lions take?
Tarion Arnold at Alabama.
I really wanted that Iowa kid.
Packers took offensive. Well, that makes sense. Bakhtiari retired, so, and he hadn't been on the field anyways, so they took
another Packers.
That's a Packers move. That's Packers Steelers. Like, you know, there it's going to be something not sexy at all, but it'll probably work.
Right.
Tampa took Graham Barton's center out of Duke. Darius Robinson, DN out of Missouri, went to the Cardinals. They traded with Houston. Kansas City.
Did they trade up?
Must have. Kansas City traded up to 28 from Buffalo, and they got Xavier Worthy, wide receiver out of Texas. Cowboys got the Lions pick, and they got Tyler Guyton, offensive tackle out of Oklahoma. Baltimore's pick is in. San Fran's on the clock. Bills got the last pick. So anyway, not a whole lot really happened there, I guess. But anyway, what was your how did the court seemed really confused today by all the arguments?
You don't, of all the crap that's gone on, I feel like the Supreme Court has really just kind of pleasantly surprised me.
Right.
In all this crap, at least one institution seems, they may be partisan, but they seem practical. And like today, it was almost in unison, like, what the fuck kind of argument are you making? Like, all of them.
Yeah. And I like how they were all just like, oh, let's put this particular case aside and let's look to the future and see what this means.
Yeah.
And so I think I won't be real surprised if they rule in favor of Trump to some sort of limited extent, because the lawyers for both sides did not have good days. I didn't think.
And Trump's lawyer like sounded like RFK Jr.
Yeah.
I don't know what was going on.
And then the guy for the DOJ had the most stereotypically gay voice I've ever heard. I mean, and then he had the Valley Girl cadence, and then this argument is very untrustworthy, and it's
like Austin with a higher voice.
Yeah, it was. But as like, you're, of course, this is who they have arguing in front of the Supreme Court, because that's the administration that we have. Is just like, oh, let's find the most extra person out there that who like we gotta check a box. Okay, gay guy. All right, let's make sure he's really gay, really gay, noticeably.
They didn't go with the Ben Shapiro type.
No, which you would think would be like, if you want to win a case, call it anti-Semitic if you want, but the Jews are pretty good at the legal stuff. So, like
that, yeah, and just I don't know. It's lawyers I've always pictured as like Atticus Finch, yeah. Kind of like subdued and, you know, not about the press. And come to find out, like, they're all Johnny Cochran.
Yeah,
there's a lot of flash. A
lot of flash. Oh, dude, we were making fun of the district attorney or assistant district attorney when I had jury duty, because she tried to be real dramatic in her opening and closing statements. She like knocked on her podium like to signify the dude getting hit with the chain, and it was so lame. It was so fucking lame.
Like hit knock knock knock.
Yeah, she was just like,
that's the sound a chain makes on a skull.
The defendant smashed what's his name in the head with a chain, and I'm just like,
thanks. She thanks wanted for the audio assistance.
She wanted to be an actress, and well, you can see why she's not. Baltimore took a cornerback out of Clemson, Nate Wiggins. That's pretty Baltimore move too. San Fran, I wonder where they go. Not a lot of holes on the Niners there. Pretty solid all the way around.
I don't even know. Maybe wide receiver? Maybe.
Linebacker, O-line. I wouldn't be surprised if they went O-line. The Bills. I want Josh Allen to win one. I like Josh Allen.
I know. I want him to win just to spite John Elway.
Yeah. Because, yeah, he should have been a Bronco.
I feel like just the longer time goes on, the more John Elway is, like, disliked.
I know.
Like, he brought the two Super Bowls, Mr. Bronco himself, but man, if you put us in the shit show, man, we do not forgive. Why can't the Rockies be like that?
I don't know.
Like, even if Todd Helton took over, but totally just destroyed the team after the Super Bowl run,
oh,
we just wouldn't show up.
You know, I really liked Bud Black, and or now World I Series, just like...
Sorry.
He feels like a broken man.
Yeah, he's a great coach.
I know.
He is his best trait is handling the bullpen and pitching staff. Like, he has a knack for it, but when you have so much shit,
yeah,
you can't really do anything.
And he's just like a broken man, and you're just like, like, I want him to go coach St. Louis or something and win another one. Just like, because he can, you know, he can.
And I got to talk to him a little bit at fantasy camp. Like, total coach you could play for.
Mm.
He was serious, and he wasn't intense.
Yeah.
And he joked around. That's a manager that keeps it loose.
Yeah. I mean, the Rockies have had some good managers. They just
Clint Hurdle's that way too.
Clint Hurdle, Jim Leland's a great manager. I mean, just like they've had guys. I don't know. Like,
can't make chicken pie out of chicken chip.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. So, I don't really want to buy a Rockies hat, but
pink bedazzled.
Yeah, but if they don't though, I fuck it. I'm either Diamondbacks or Royals. That's
All right, 10 wins in. Oh shit, dude! You got like there's got to be 15 to 20 games in there.
I know. I'm not sure they're gonna make it.
Let's see, 12. What's today?
Today 25th. Is the 25th. So we got 5 days left in April. So 17 days.
17. So like, at minimum 10 games. Yeah, minimum.
Probably more like 14 though. Because they're usually like what, 5 on, 1 off, something like that. 5 or 6 on, and then a rest day.
I mean, I'll say it right now. If they don't hit this milestone, they're gonna win. They're gonna lose 115 to 120 games.
Yeah,
I'm calling it.
Okay, but
if they don't,
but what hat are you buying if they don't make it?
Wait. Oh God.
Or are you not gonna do this bet with me? This is.
Oh yeah, I thought you were doing it. Oh yes, I'll do this bet.
Okay.
So I'm taking if they don't. Oh, they got to. All right, you're taking. Okay, they've got to.
Yeah.
I will buy. Man, well, do you want to choose for each other? If you lose, you get the pink bedazzled hat. You get at least the pink Rockies hat. Then you can choose my hat.
Well, let's not make it stupid. No, because I'm gonna take it as like a token of good faith that if they can at least make 10 wins. All right, fuck. I'm not writing you off completely out of my life. I'm having a hard time change. I'm 38 years old, you know, like it's kind of hard picking a new team, you know,
the Tigers, dude.
Okay.
Come to the Tigers.
I don't mind the Tigers. See, I'm wide open as far as American League goes. I was a Royals fan because I watched them when I lived in Kansas and they were, you know, I respect the Royals because they, for a small market team, they try to win. Like they're always doing something. They've got a great farm system, and they try to win. They're a fun team to watch when they're good. They got some lows, but they like you're not real surprised when you see that Kansas City's in the hunt.
Let me get your Tigers fix on here of why you should.
Okay,
they're medium market. They try to win. They don't always.
Yeah.
They hired AJ Hinch, who was a World Series manager. Their bullpen's pretty good. They have what was the old boy with the almost the Kenny Powers fucking hairdo?
Oh,
he's got mutton chops and he's got really curly like mullet.
Yeah,
he played for the Arizona Diamondbacks, so he's in there.
Yeah,
they've got good. They've got 4 or 5 prospects who are up right now. Like, they could either, if the prospects hit, they'll be good.
All right. Come on. I refuse to buy a Guardians hat. I've always been kind of an Indians fan. That was my first major league game was Cleveland Indians. The Guardians is just a god-awful mascot. San Fran took a wide receiver, Ricky Purcell out of Florida. Don't know anything about him, but
that guy.
Yeah, I'm not opposed to the Tigers pick at all. I haven't watched them. I think I watched a couple innings, but they were up big, and then they
picked up Maeda because he pitched well in Minnesota.
Oh yeah,
and like he's one of those dudes. When he's on, he's on. When he's not, like he just gives up bombs, and he is just that looks like a bad pickup. Kenta Maeda.
I remember that guy. So I'm not opposed to the Tigers. I've always kind of kind of somewhat like they've never really rooted for him, but I always kind of liked the Tigers. I like Miguel Cabrera a lot. Miggy was fun.
He was fun.
The Diamondbacks, who reason I picked them is because the Aces are the AAA team, and we're actually going to Aces game on Sunday. And Diamondbacks always try to win. I mean, they've got a couple World Series under their belt. They've been around just as long as the Rockies.
They can put together a team of guys underrated, and they just make it work.
Yeah, and they got a fun team.
Their starting pitching can pitch. They can play defense.
Yep.
And they hit bombs. They may not hit for average, but they hit bombs.
Yeah, they're fun.
And they play defense.
Yeah, they got good defense. Zach Gallen's dealing this year. The Rockies are the only ones that really touched him up at all. But he's dealing. They're kind of, but I can't go all in on the Diamondbacks because they're division rival. You know, that's.
You know, I can't even blame him, Matt. After just seeing the Rockies, I can't blame him. If you go, you go.
Yeah, it's and I don't know. Like they had one of the coolest pitchers of all time for a long time. Randy Johnson is just the fucking man. I fucking love Randy Johnson. The dude smoked a pigeon.
Did you hear? I don't know how they got on the subject, but they asked him if like he owned a gun or something. Like if an intruder comes in, and he says no. I just keep a barrel full of baseballs next to my bed, and I'm sure that'll be okay. I'll handle it with that. Fucking G.
I like Randy Johnson. Yeah. So like they're easily the least hateable team in the rest of the National League West. I mean, it's not even close as far as hateability goes.
You know what? The Giants though, they do it right.
I respect the Giants. I don't like them, but I respect them. Also,
the one thing about the Giants, it's not their fault, but it pisses me off. Is when it comes to Hall of Fame stuff, they always say if a Rocky's on there, it's like, oh, it's the Coors Field effect.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't they do that for pitchers in where the Giants play or where San Diego plays? Why don't they bring up that argument ever there? Or if a Yankees player,
yeah,
like that little porch, it's like 310 down the line.
I mean, it's smaller than old Yankee Stadium porch, and that was known to be like lefty paradise, man.
Like I don't get that. Like, yes, okay. Ball travels farther here, but it's a bigger stadium. And use the same argument.
Yeah. Isn't it funny how like take Ryan Braun for instance. We all hated Ryan Braun because
Lloyd Braun.
He stole the rookie of the year from Tulo. But I mean, he had nothing to do with it. He just fucking played his ass off that year. Had a great year. Wasn't as good as Tulo's, but had a great year. And
it's like our hatreds of Ben Grieve,
yeah,
who got the was it the rookie of the year or some shit?
Mm-hmm.
Or no, Kerry Wood.
Sorry,
it was Kerry Wood.
Yeah, because
yeah,
he got rookie of the year as a pitcher, and yeah, so it was same type of deal. Like, I don't know. Like, what? Why do we hate that guy? He just fucking won 20 games.
You know why? That was the start of our hatred of the Cubs because we were fighting with Rob fucking about it being bullshit.
Because it was a pitcher.
Because we found out, oh, you like the Cubs, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm sure somebody said, yeah, it's kind of bullshit. Kerry Wood won the Rookie of the Year that year. And I'm sure that touched it off.
Probably.
That's the moment.
Probably
so. That's the moment.
Yeah. And, but anyway, like that, but that put a damper on Milwaukee. I was always kind of a Brewers fan. You know, I love the Wiener race, you know, like they're just a bunch of drunk assholes up in Milwaukee. And I like that. So, but it was fucking Lloyd Braun. We're just like that fucking guy. And even though like,
he looked like a tool.
He did.
His batting stance looked like a tool. He was just a tool.
He was a baller, though. I mean, like that was the thing about it, is he could play.
Oh, and then we found out he cheated.
Yeah,
he got popped for steroids, and of course, circle on back. That motherfucker was probably taking steroids the rookie year, too.
I know.
Todd Helton never took them. He just does red wine and skull.
Right. I remember how fun, though, the mid-90s steroid era was, though.
Oh.
Like,
I can still remember the day McGuire broke the record.
Yeah.
And it was against the Cubs, and it was his shortest home run of the year.
Yeah.
Like, it was so good.
I know. It was awesome. Yeah, they should allow the steroids. It was a funner time.
And then Barry Bonds. I remember that dude when he was kind of, he said he wasn't taking steroids, but he also said, like, well, it doesn't help your hitting. Well, technically it does, because it improves your eyesight.
Yeah.
They talked about the hand-eye coordination.
The crazy thing is, like, Barry Bonds was arguably the greatest, like, on track to be the greatest baseball player ever before the steroids. I mean,
he was great.
That dude was going to be a 600 home run, 500 steals. I mean, he was a five-tool player. He was Willie Mays, but better. And then, like, he hit a fuckload of home runs, though. I mean, it just, he was another one that I could not stand him, but you couldn't help but, like, fuck, that guy can ball. Like, he is.
Right?
He's so good.
Well, and I loved it too, because he swung a 32-inch bat.
Mm.
That's crazy. And he was up on the plate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was. Fucking baseball. What a game, man. That's there is no other sport like it, with the history and everything. It just. Baseball is something else.
Well, and it, you know what? It's our sport.
Yeah.
We made it.
Yeah. And it's got a bunch of fucked up rules because, I don't know, this is America, you know?
Fuck you.
And, you know, the craziest thing about baseball is, like, the popularity went down the more they try to change the rules. Like, the rules are there for us to bitch about. You know, it's always, and the umps, like, they got to do something with the umps. I
heard a good solution today, so I've been on the laser train, just replace them all. No, it was a baseball player. They were talking about basically umps being accountable to being bad.
Mm-hmm.
So he's like the worst 10% of the umps, send them down to AAA, double A, and then rotate them through like that. And I was like, that's a good call. Like, get Angel Hernandez the fuck out of here.
Send him back to single A, dude.
God, he's so fucking so bad.
And no remorse either. Like, the dude that blew the perfect game call was, like, crying the next day. You know, because he knew, like, you could tell that's a baseball dude. He knew he fucked up. Like, he was like, ah, fuck, man. That's like one of 19 in history?
Yeah. Well, and then on top of that, they're blowing these calls and they're getting real huffy. So the other day it was Oakland versus, I think, the Yankees.
Mm-hmm.
And the ump was jawing at the Yankees coach. Was it Alex Cora or somebody? And they're going back and forth and finally says,
Aaron
enough.
Boone.
And Aaron Boone. And he quit talking. There was a fan in the stands. I don't think he said anything like really inappropriate, but then he tossed Aaron Boone out.
Yes.
They're getting real touchy.
Nobody goes to see the fucking umps. You try to blend into the background as much as possible. Like, that's it. Like, all referees, umpires, everything. Like, try not to make the game about you. Try to make sure that they're not talking about you at the end of the game. Because if they are, you inserted yourself into the game too much.
And I will admit this, baseball more than any other sport, like, if umps were to go, I would miss it, because half of the game is the fun about chirping at the umps.
Yeah.
But nothing crazy. All right. Let's not make a habit of it.
Right.
But, like, grow some thicker skin. We can complain about it and you can go on, you know, doing your thing.
And have a good ring up on a called third strike. That's always fun. That's always fun to ring somebody up on a third strike looking, you know, like that. We always made jokes about that. As if I was an ump, I'd be like following the dude back to the dugout doing cartwheels.
There would be a lot of fucking, I feel like, throat chops going on with Matt McKinley ring up. A lot.
I mean, I would be pull starting that lawnmower all the way back dugout.
Well, and then but back only in the day,
if you get caught looking. Don't get caught looking.
And then back in the day, I feel like the only time somebody really got ejected is if they charged the mound or they said the famous the super word, cocksucker.
Mm-hmm.
Like those were that was the only two instances.
Yeah. Yeah, it was but like they also let the players police the game too. Like and that was the great thing about when pitchers still hit, because you couldn't just go plunk anybody you wanted to, because you had to come up and hit at some point.
True.
And I was reading I was listening to a book about the old time guys. And like Babe Ruth, till he died, swore that he didn't call his shot. You know, the famous 32 World Series where he called the center field shot. He said, I would never do that. I respected the guy on the mound too much. I knew if I did that, the next guy up was getting plunked in the head. And he's like, no, I would never do that. And
did you ever hear about Don Drysdale? Or no, somebody else. The Cardinals pitcher, the black pitcher. Juan Mershaw?
Something like that.
Maybe it was Drysdale. So if you were a batter in the batter's on deck and you were timing his swing, he would throw it at you during warm-ups.
Oh, really?
If you were trying to time him in the – which we all do.
Yeah.
But he was a fucking throw at
that's
you.
All, I respect it, man. It's just like
– so good.
It's so funny. Yeah, and like they've replaced like that part of the game with all the nerdy analytics shit, which is, don't get me wrong, I like it. I'm a nerd like that myself, but like you gotta have the old part of the game, the shit talking, you gotta have some slobs out there. You don't like baseball is the sport where you need the least amount of actual athletes. Like you gotta be athletic enough. You gotta have good hand-eye coordination. That's kind of about all you need for baseball.
Right.
What you actually truly need is good hand-eye coordination. The rest of it, like, you can make up. But look at John Kruk, dude.
Fucking Krucky.
I love Kruk. But, like, you know, you don't need a supreme athlete to be a good baseball player. Like, it's not necessary. You got to be a good baseball player.
Right.
And I don't know, it just that's what I think makes it so much different than all the other sports, because there's so many just like average dudes that play baseball. Just right. Like I fucking love that guy. Look at this piece of shit. You're like, there's a great Instagram page. It's called The Greatest Show on Dirt, and they'll post like vintage baseball pictures of, you know, so they had like they've had Kruk, and they'll do like a whole like nostalgic piece. Like this guy looks like he just pulled up to the field 15 minutes late with 19 beer cans falling out the door as he steps out. Like that. It's only in baseball that you get that shit. Well, and rodeo, I guess.
He can throw 95 miles an hour.
Yeah. Just like, ripping heaters in the dugout.
Right. McKinley, I'm fading, buddy.
Me too. I gotta get up early in the morning, so
all right, buddy.
All right,
go Broncos. Go Lions.
Last pick of the it was Xavier Leggett, wide receiver out of South Carolina to Buffalo. Don't know anything about that guy either, but give Josh
you
Allen.
You know, it's one good thing about Bo Nix,
huh?
That I respect. He beat the fuck out of CU. Maybe he'll be good.
That's
maybe
true.
It'll be good.
That's true. All right. Well, NFL draft is over. Honestly, I don't. Not. That was probably the one of the more boring drafts that that we've had in a while. So,
but yeah,
this was fun. I enjoyed this.
Fuck you, Tim.
Fuck off, Tim. Fuck off, Rob. Go Broncos, I guess. Move your ass. We're burning daylight.
It's not a.
Your eyes up in the morning, beneath the stars so bright. Pull your hat down, make sure your cinch is tight. Horse is kind of snuffy, cold chill up your spine. We'll get your ass moving, son, we're burning daylight. Burning daylight. Burning daylight. In the saddle till the job's done. Just together, and you won't catch them all. But when you ride through the gate, make sure you sit up tall. I can see the horizon, it's looking pretty bright. We'll get your ass moving, son, you're burning daylight. Burning daylight. Burning daylight. In the saddle till the job's done right.